Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday, January the 10th, 2019, and this is the Healing Codes Ask a Coach, Get Deeper, Get Started and Go Deeper weekly Q&A call. My name is Thea Benny, and on behalf of the Healing Codes and Dr. Alexander Lloyd's Whole Life Healing, I welcome you to this call. This is one of our free services for all of our customers, all of our clients, all the people who are interested in doing any of our energy healing processes, Healing Codes, Trilogy, and anything else that that we have on our website as core products. I am a certified practitioner, involved with the Healing Codes since 2008. So that is more than a decade already. Time is flying. As I said, welcome to this call. I am very honored to be here with you today. And I want to tell you that everything on this call is being recorded, and the recording will be made available as a replay on www.thehealingcodes.com/home. It is in the free member site of our website, and if you're not a member, please log in as a member. You will find there in the archives tons of valuable information, years and years and years of Q&A calls, of the Wednesday calls, what we now call the Whole Life Healing calls. Previously, it was the Cutting Edge calls. All archived, all the replays are there from years and years and years go back. So there is so much information there. And there are other things. There are interviews. There is the Living from the Heart series that is there. Absolutely worthwhile to become a member. This is free, so that you can access all that information. I want to start with our disclaimer that it is very important for us to know that you know and understand that the Healing Codes / Trilogy are not designed to diagnose or to cure, to treat, or to heal anything. What we do is balancing the energetic systems of the body, addressing the spiritual issues of the heart, in that we address our memories and the information that is stored in our memories, that the perceptions that are in our memories, the beliefs that are in our memories, the wrong beliefs. We normally think that our memories are kind of an actual, factual, accurate recording, like a video replay of the actual event. But science shows us that that is really, really far away from the truth. Our memories have a lot of gaps in it, a lot of information that is not there, because we didn't perceive it, we didn't catch it, we didn't pay attention to it, and then we try to fill in the gaps. And there is a lot of misinformation also. So there is a lacking of information, there's a lot of misinformation, misinterpretation, errors that are in it, lies, that is, the wrong beliefs, that's absolutely errors and lies that we believe. So that is really important to understand. And that is where our stress signals come from, that is where our pain signals come from. Any of those memories, error memories that are negative events with errors in it, that is unhealed. And that is what we address with either the Healing Codes and the Trilogy and a combination of that. So if you have any physical or mental issue, please, and it is serious, please go to your licensed healthcare provider, because the Healing Codes and Trilogy do not substitute any important healthcare. or diet or supplement or medication or any other treatment. It doesn't replace it, but it can be a wonderful addition to it if you are on such a treatment. It can complement, it can do a lot of good, it can make the treatment more beneficial, or it can soften any undesired side effects of the treatment. It will change our inner attitude, and all of that can be of great benefit. So with that said, the purpose of this call is to, as I said, is to have, to give any answer to any question that you might have about doing the Healing Codes process, doing the Trilogy process, or about any product that we have on the website. Because if we're not sure about how we need to do this, or we're unsure that we are doing it right, or we're not sure about how to start, how to address a certain issue, then that will get in the way, and it will even add additional stress to it. And we're trying to remove stress, right? So we do not want to add any additional new stress. So please bring in your questions, come forward so that we can help you get a better understanding of it. Another purpose of this call is to share your experiences, your successes, the real things, the real stuff that you have been processing, that you have been seeing changes, that you have been experiencing. So please, we want to know those stories too. They're very encouraging, they're very inspiring, very rewarding. So those are the two purposes of this call. We will be going back and forth between callers or listeners to the website, or questions that have been submitted to us by email, or that we find on the Facebook group. How can you ask questions if you're calling in and in speaking mode? Please hit star 2 on your keypad. I will see your hand raised on my computer screen, and then I can open up your line. If you're listening only in the webcast, there is a chat box that you can type in your question, your comment, and click at submit. It will reach my computer screen so that I can read it and relate to it. I mentioned the Healing Codes group, Facebook group. If you are not a member, please go there. Please search for it. If you are on Facebook, it's a wonderful community that is there. You can find it, the Healing Codes program. It is a closed group, so only members can see what you're asking or posting or commenting or anything. And it is a wonderful support group of other coders like you and me, sharing their experiences, giving support, giving encouragement to each other, asking questions, sharing from their own experiences, what has been working for them, what has been less working for them. So it's a great, great, great group. And there are several coaches active as well that will share, that will try to answer questions. So that's good. It's really worth it. Now, if you are a member of the All Dr. Alex All Access site, there is another Facebook group, but that is only specifically, exclusively for All Access members. And you can find that on your All Access membership site. You can find a link to join that Facebook group with the same purpose, of course, but specifically for the All Access. Okay. That is the information that I always want to share at the very start of the call. As I said, we'll be going back and forth to questions that are coming from different directions. Star 2 on your keypad, and if you're listening mode only, please use the chat box so that you can communicate in that way with me. I would like to do a trilogy process together, what we call the general trilogy. If you have never done the trilogy process yet, it is relatively new. We launched it about several months ago, beginning of September, I think it was. Yeah, it's the beginning of September it was launched. It is a new process that is a new way of doing the healing codes, but not just the healing codes. It is combining a lot of other energy medicine, energy healing modalities, modules, components. It's not other that we're using other modalities, but other components that have been known for some of them even for thousands of years, and some have been more recently coming to the mainstream. And the trilogy is very, very effective because it is making the actual healing code way more effective than before. We have the trilogy, we call it trilogy for two reasons. First of all, because it is the first time that we have, that Dr. Alex has been able to develop a method, a tool, a technique of using energy healing components that are addressing all three aspects of our being. We are a threefold being of body and mind and spirit. And if we only address one of the parts of our being, we can have great success, we can have great results, we can have wonderful healing coming through, but it is limited. And because we're not addressing the other two parts, and we are a one being, but three parts. So we want the approach to be holistic, that is addressing all three parts of that simultaneously in one tool. And that is what Dr. Alex has been able to develop in the trilogy method. It is only 3 minutes, three parts of a being, 3 minutes. And each minute is doing something. The first minute, we're tapping acupoints to balance and open up the energy pathways that are in our body. The second minute is the actual healing code hand positions. And the third minute is balancing out the river of energy that goes on the midline of our body. And each of those minutes is addressing two parts of our three-part being. So minute number one is focusing on our physical and mental part of a being, the body and the mind. The healing codes is the mental and the spiritual, the mind and the spirit. And the third last minute, the rivers of energy, is balancing, is addressing body and spirit, so the physical and the spiritual part. If you have never done it or never seen it, please go to www.dralexanderloyd.com/trilogy-training. You will find there a free training that is the general trilogy. It is like the universal code. That would be the first thing that you do. It's always the same. It is not a customized process. It is always the same. You do it always in that exact order. And Dr. Alex is demonstrating it in a video. He's explaining a little bit about it and then demonstrating the process in the video so you can just follow along. So please go there, make yourself familiar with the process. And I would like to, for those of you who are already familiar, let's do one together, okay? So you think about something that you would like to address, something that is bothering you right now, whatever that is, whatever big or small it is, but whatever is bothering you right now at this very moment, anything. Take a moment to identify that, and then why is it bothering you? Because it makes you feel like fill in the blank. And then we're going to ask in the healing that it's going to heal and address this issue and what you feel about it. And any earlier memory that you have, whether you know about it, whether it's a known or unknown memory, that is related to this, that has a similar kind of feeling in it, that has a similar kind of thoughts and beliefs in it, that is energetically related to your current feeling, your current experience, because we want always to have every part. So we address one thing, and then we want the healing to be distributed to all the other parts that are kind of in this emotional family. Okay? So take a deep breath. Dear God, I pray for the issues that are on the heart right now that are bothering us right now, that make us feel stressful, uncomfortable, not at ease, fearful or angry or impatient or sad or whatever the negative emotional charge of this issue is, and whatever the negative thoughts and beliefs are that are a part of this. And then we also ask all the known and unknown memories that are related, that are connected to this issue. We pray for those to be opened up and to be healed. We pray for any physical issue that is related to this in any way, for that to start opening up and healing to come in. We pray for any resistance that might be in us, any fear or resistance to healing because of the change that it will bring with it. We pray for that, for maybe the things that we have to give up if we do not have this issue anymore, especially when it is a long-standing issue. We pray for all of that to be found and to be opened up and to be healed and to be replaced with the light and the truth about this issue, and that we may be filled with your life and your light and your truth, and your love. First minute is we're going to do some tapping, and we do that with the tips of our fingers. And first of all, we go on the inner side, the inner corner of our eyebrows, that is right at the nose, where the eyebrows are touching the nose. That is where we're going to tap, like four or five, just light and fast steps. Then we go to the side of the eye. Then we go under the eye. Then we go under the nose, on the chin, in the middle of the chin, just under the mouth. Then we go to the collarbones. And you go to the sore spot, that is just a little bit under the collarbones and a little bit to the side. Then we can, and this is what we can do either with the fist or with the hand, on the middle of the chest. And then under the arms on both sides. And then under the nipples. For us ladies, it's under the breast. And then on the upper side of your thumb, the upper side of your index finger, the upper side of your middle finger, the upper side of your little finger, we skipped the ring finger, and then on the downside of the palm of your hand, the downside of your hand, the karate chop, is what we call it. And then there is a spot, if you would do the back of your hand, and you go where the little finger and the ring finger would come together, and underneath that is where you're going to tap. That's what we call the 9G, the 9 gamut. And you do it like this. While you're tapping, you have your eyes open, eyes closed, eyes open, the eyes heart down to the left, eyes heart down to the right, circle, the eyes circle in one direction, circle back in the other direction. Now hum, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hum again. That's minute number one. Minute number two is the healing codes positions. So we do first both hands to the bridge. We go through it very quickly, just 1 minute. Both hands, Adam's apple. both ends jaws, both ends temple. And now left hand on your brainstem and right hand on the prefrontal cortex. Here we stay a little bit longer. And then switch your hands, right hand on the brainstem, left hand on the prefrontal cortex. And then we go to minute number three. We stack our hands one on top of the other. It doesn't matter which one on top. And you go to the base of your torso. And then you move up your hands. You touch the body. You can do that on top of your clothes. But you really stroke. Slowly, slowly up over your stomach, the middle of your stomach, up to the chest, over the chest, up to your throat. Slowly. While you're touching your body, up over the chin, over the face, over the top of your head, to the back of your head, and then you stop there on the top of your spine, and you rest for a moment. And now we go back and start right at the beginning. Go to the base of your torso, move up towards your belly button, over your abdomen, over the diaphragm, over the chest, over your throat, up over the face, the top of the head, and then to the back of the head, and then we stop at the top of the spine. And we do that one more time. Start at the beginning at the base. Slowly move up your hands. Over the midline, towards your face, and then over your face, over the top of your head, and then you stop at the back of at the top of the spine. And that's it. You can rest your hands, and then take a deep breath. And be grateful for the healing that has just been, the healing energy that has just been supplied to the body, the balancing energy. Okay. So let's get back to the question and answer part of the call. If this raised any question, of course, you're welcome to come up and ask it. If you're in listening mode on the webcast, please use the chat box. And if you're in calling mode, then please star 2 on your keypad. I will see a hand raised in my computer screen, and then I can open up your line. So star 2 on your phone or keypad and the chat box if you're on the webcast. Okay, so let's see if there are any questions coming in. There was I received earlier today a question from a customer. I'm going to look it up. Let me see, where did I... What did I do with it? Okay. This is from Azra. Dr. Alex talks about the placebo effect in his book. I think the fact is that this is not approved by Dr. Alex and so many researchers, but he has made an example. like sugar pills and says placebos work. Does it really work? If the soul knows that it is a lie, how could it work? I think the de facto is truth, but what's the nocebo in between? No, that's a beautiful question. A placebo works because the person taking the placebo doesn't know it is a placebo. The placebo is always what they do in research when they have a new medication that they want to test. They always need to do that with control groups, right? And if you would have a group of people that you're going to test, and you divide them up so that you would have two similar groups, like the number of people, gender, age, anything that could make any impact, you try to for those two groups to be as similar as possible. And then one group, let's say group A, you're going to give the actual medication. You're going to see how that is impacting their health, how that is impacting their symptoms, their complaints, and their overall health, and how that is, if there is any undesired side effects that we need to know about. So that is what you would give to one group, and then you would want to know what is the difference between group A and group B. Now you could say, group B, you just give you don't give them anything. Or you could say you just continue with the medication that they were already doing. Or you say, well, I really want to know the difference between this medication or the other. So the other group gets a medication without any active ingredient, and that is what is called a placebo. They just don't know. Nobody in the group knows if they're actually getting the real one or the placebo. Everybody is thinking, is believing that they're getting the new medication. That is what they're believing. So it is always that a placebo is that the one who is taking it does not know. If they're going to do, sometimes they will do, the researchers will do a double blind research. And that means that even the researcher himself doesn't know which group is getting the real, the new medication, which one is getting the placebo, because they want to rule out any influence, subliminal, anything unconsciously that the researcher may have an impact on the results, because he knows which group is getting having the active ingredient and which one is having a placebo. So the belief is for every participant is that he is receiving the active ingredient, the actual new medication that is being tested out. What we see is what you would expect is that the people who are taking the placebo, like the sugar pill, the pill that has nothing, no active ingredient in it, that they would have no results because there's no active ingredient, no results, right? And we would expect results in some measure, something of a change we would expect to see in the people who are in the group that is taking the active ingredient. What they have been seeing is that also placebo takers have results way more than could be a coincidence. And so what they've been seeing is that it is the actual belief of the participant that he is getting the medication is causing him to have results, causing physical changes that can be measured. It is not only the report, the subjective report of the participant, but there are actual objective measurements of blood samples, of symptoms that are changing. So that is what is called a placebo effect. It is having a positive result while you're actually not getting anything. What we so that is a very interesting phenomenon. So it is not knowing that it is. If I would know that I'm taking a placebo, of course, it's not going to have any effect. But if I believe my belief that I'm getting the actual thing is what makes it, is what makes it work in some mysterious way. So that is the effect of the belief over a, over a body. So placebo does really work. The nocebo is another is another phenomena, and that is when you would go to the doctor, and the doctor would, you know, you're coming for, like, let's say for a regular checkup, and then the doctor discovers that there have been some changes, and they need to take to do some more tests, and then he comes with a diagnosis, and you know, they have been they've been noticing that there is something going on in the body, and well, let's go for the worst case scenario that they found that there is something incurable, and now the doctor is saying, "Well, I'm really sorry, but this is what we found, and there is nothing we can do, and we have no treatment. I'm sorry, there is nothing that we can do," and that is the message that the patient has been receiving, and of course, his whole life has been, has changed. It's been turned upside down, and this is, you know, this is it. This is, there's nothing to be done. And how long will it take? And then coming back later, and then the doctor, then it was like, well, there has been a mistake. It wasn't really true. There was actually nothing the matter, and the doctor made a mistake, but the patient believed it and actually really developed the real illness, the real disease, because he believed that that was going on with him, even though it was a mistake and there's nothing being wrong from the very beginning. And that is what is called a nocebo. So there was nothing, but because of an error message, now the problem has manifested, even if it wasn't there before, but because of the error received as truth, the symptoms start to develop, and the disease started to develop. That is a nocebo. It's a different, but again, it is because of the belief. It's the effect of the belief, and one is it a positive belief, and the other it's a negative belief. Now, that is something that we really should internalize. If beliefs, even if they're not true, but they have a positive belief that is accepted as a truth and accepted, not making myself, not trying to make myself believe, but it is really believing that I'm taking the medication and it will make me better. It will help me. Or the opposite is a wrong negative message, actually, from being healthy causing me to become sick only because of the error message, and I believed it because the doctor told me. So that effect on the body is very, very important, and we need to understand that a whole lot better. Now, if your question has been, do you have to believe in the healing codes, or is it a placebo effect? We have seen so many reports from people using the healing codes for so many different things, and have had wonderful results in so many things. But what we also have seen is that it is working with small children and with animals who do not have any belief about what is going on. So it is not that they know that someone is doing, or they believe in it or don't believe in it. Children and animals, when it is effective in children and animals, we can always rule out that it is only a placebo. We can know that something is really going on. And that is what we have seen with the healing codes all the time. Okay. So that was a question. I hope that has been a helpful answer to you. And if not, just let me know if things need to be clarified. Anything else? I'm here for you guys, so let me know what you need. Star 2 in your keypad, so that I can see a hand raised on my computer screen. And if you're in listening mode on the webcast, please use the chat box. Type in your question, your comment, and let me know what you want to share or ask. Okay. And if nobody has a question, then I think that we can just call it a day. So your last chance, if you want to ask your question, if you want to share something, if you do have a comment, if you do have some feedback, anything you want to know, star 2 in your keypad or the chat box if you're on listening mode. There was a question on Facebook about the Human Code Minute in the trilogy. That is something that I would like to address before we go, if there are no other questions. As we did in the beginning, so we did the 1 minute of tapping, and then we did the Universal Healing Code plus the Human Code's two-hand position, and then we did the balancing of the midline energy river. If you have, if you get, for example, if you get on the Wednesday calls a custom code from Johanna, I think Johanna today is now actually giving custom trilogy codes on those calls. And we usually do the simplified custom trilogy that we have, that we customize minute number 2. A custom healing code, of course, has always been that we have the different hand positions, but we can make different combinations. We can change the order, we can do another sequence, we can, the variables can be time, can be the sequence, and can be the combination of hand positions. So we can have, like in the universal code, both hands to the same healing center, or we can have the left hand and the right hand to another, each to another healing code, a healing center. In the custom guided codes that we have been doing, the series that we have been doing with Dr. Alex now for a couple of years, he's always doing what we call the custom guided. So it is always a different order, sequence, and combinations of the hand positions. If you have any kind of custom code, and it can be a custom code that you got from one of our coaches, or it can be one of the codes from out of the manual that we have. What you can do is you just do minute number one, the tapping, exactly as in the free video that you can see it, the sequence of tapping. And then in minute number two, you just insert the custom code that you have, but you do it really short. You like really punching it in so that you can get it done in 1 minute. And then you do minute number three, as we did today. So it is what you're changing is when you have a custom code, custom healing code, you put that in minute number two instead of the universal code. And you can do it with any custom healing code. And even a great way of doing that is if you have a custom healing code is that you would do the trilogy first with that custom healing code in minute number two, and then you do the custom healing code as you have always been doing it. Okay, so then you have the combination of a kind of a double duty on the code, and it's doing then a lot more in the trilogy, and the trilogy is kind of opening up the whole system for when you do the custom healing code after that, for it to be more effective and for it to go deeper. So that is another suggestion that I would like to share. Okay. So let's see. Let's give one more opportunity to for other questions to come in. Star 2 on your keypad. Use the chat box if you're in listening mode. Okay, so probably not. So let's say we're going once. And we're going twice. And we're going three times. And I don't see any other question coming up. So I want to say thank you for being here. Your presence on this call has been appreciated. We also always appreciate and acknowledge the silent listeners. That is perfectly okay. But you are here. You are showing up. You're bringing your energy, and thank you for that. There's going to be another call later today at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Kay Spooner is going to be the host, another one of her wonderful coaches. She's going to be the host tonight. That call will be recorded as well. And next week, we will be back with the afternoon Q&A call. So thank you again for being here. Have a wonderful rest of the day or a wonderful good night, depending on where you are on the globe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.